Today's shiur is Masechta Chulin Daf Kuf Mem Beis. We will begin on Daf Kuf Mem Aleph Amud Beis, about 15 lines from the bottom. Tana Rabbanan. Tana Rabbanan Yoni Shoivach for Yoni Aliyah. Actually, the Mishnah and the Brice that we learned earlier had already mentioned the halach of Yoni Shoivach for Yoni Aliyah. Now the Gemara quotes a Brice that explains the halachas of the Shoivach and the Aliyah as far as Shluch HaKein in greater depths. Shoivach and Aliyah are nests that are on a person's property, and what typically happened was that the birds would fly away during the day and come back to these nests in the evening. So says the Braisa, Chayovas b'shiluach, the birds in those nests are chayiv in shiluach hakein, v'suras mishum gezel, v'mnei darki shalom. But even if one has birds in such a nest, I may not take that bird away from you because it's not real gezela, because the birds really aren't confined, but the Gemara says there's darki shalom involved in taking those birds. Ask the Gemara, Vim isa lahoda amar Rabbi Yosef Rav Chanina. If what Rabbi Yosef Rav Chanina taught us is correct, the Rabbi Yosef Rav Chanina taught us chatzeri shel adam, that anything that comes into my chotzer becomes mine. Kurikan, so then ask the Gemara, why don't we have the issue of ki kare, prat l'mazumin? We've been learning that the only time there's a chiyuv of shiluach hakein is when something is not prepared. But if something is in my property, it's considered mine, and there should be iser of shiluach hakein. There should be no requirement of shiluach hakein. Why does the Brisa say there is an issue of shiluach hakein? And obviously, as the Mefarshim point out, obviously the Gemara not only is holding the Rabbi Yosef Bachanina says that anything that comes into my chotzer becomes mine, but it's much deeper than that. He obviously holds that that is the halacha midaraisa. That since that is the halacha midaraisa, why is there a chiyuv of shiluach hakein? Asked the Gemara. Furthermore, the Mefarshim point out that even Rabbi Yossi, it says this halacha, that anything that comes into my property is mine, says that only by chotza mishtameris, a place that's not completely open. But if it's completely open, even Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina will agree that it's not considered anything in my chotzer. So why doesn't the Gemara just say that's talking about a chotza she'ena mishtameris? So the Mefarshim answer, two terutzim. One terutz is that typically a chatzar is mishtameris. The second terutz, if it's considered, if we're talking here about an area which is a chatzar she'ena mishtameris, then obviously there shouldn't be a problem of darkei shalom. Yet the Braisa says that if somebody takes the bird, there's a darkei shalom issue. So it must be that it's not a chatzar mishtameris. That is a chatzar mishtameris. Furthermore, the Rishonim point out that the Gemara could have asked the question even on the second part. If we're saying that there's a problem that if I take this bird from you, it's darkei shalom, so it's obviously your bird. So if it's obviously your bird, there's no rule of shiluach hakein. So some Rishonim say that indeed the Gemara could have asked from the second part of the Braisa. The Gemara asked from the first part of the Braisa because that's the part that came first. Another teretz is that the Mefarshim give, that the Gemara and the Havamina thought that there's only an issue of darkei shalom on the children, but on the parent, on the mother there's darkei shalom, but on the kids there's gezel. And if there's gezel, why is there an issue? There should be no issue of shluach hakein. Furthermore, the Rishonim ask, it seems from the Gemara quite clearly that the entire question is only based because we have Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina's opinion. Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina says that whatever comes into my chatzar becomes mine, even if I didn't have intention to be koine. It seems that if you hold that you have to have das to be koine, then it would be no problem. Why does a chiyuv shiluach hakein? But why not? I had das to be koine. What's in my chatzar? So Rishonim answer, according to the opinion that you have to have das, it's not just that you have to have intent. You have to express verbally that intent. And usually people don't know about the birds that they should make that verbal intent. But here, Dimer Yosher, Rameya Arik, the Tana Rav, says that this Gemara is a raya to a very important halacha. You know, as we start wrapping up the halachas of Shluch HaKeim, he suggests, it's a mitzvah as we're learning, we're still going to learn Mitzvah Shem hopefully in today's shir, what a great mitzvah the mitzvah of Shluch HaKeim is. But it's not an easy mitzvah to fulfill, especially in the world that we live in. We don't see nests all the time. So he asks, perhaps there's an easy way to be mekayim the mitzvah. If you have a field with a nest, be mafka the nest. And if you're mafka the nest, now you could do, it's not going to be considered mezumin, and you could do shluch hakeim. So he says, our Gemara is a raya that such an approach would not work. Because if being mafka the nest would be a legitimate approach, then Gemara could have said that the Bryce is speaking the case. Well, even though there's a nest in my property, I was mafker the nest. The fact that the Gemara doesn't give that obvious teretz is a raya, and that's what he says, laloch lemaisa, that just being mafker a nest on your property will not work. What does come up, and again, those that are somewhat familiar in trying to do the mitzvah shluch hakein, sometimes you do have people, in Eretz Yisrael specifically, that on the ledge of their window, nests form. And the question is, could you be mekayim mitzvah shluch hakein on that area? The Paiskim say there it's much easier, because you're not being mafker the nest, you're being mafker the entire ledge. So as long as you don't feed those birds, and you're mafker that entire place, not just mafker the nest, you're mafker the entire ledge, you could do shluch hakein on that ledge. So again, we're back to our Gemara. The Gemara is asking if Rabbi Yossi says, whatever comes into my chotzer is mine, so why is there a mitzvah shluch hakein by these Yonah Shevech and Yonah Eliyah? Answers the Gemara, Amarav, Beya im Yitzias Rubuhu Dechayiv Bishluach. As soon as most of the egg comes out of the mother, the chiv of shluch hakein kicks in. Mikna laikani, but in terms of it becoming mine, it doesn't become mine, ad tipul chatzeray. So we see here that the shluach hakein din comes earlier. And the Chasam Sofer uses this Gemara to deal with an issue that we keep on speaking about. When the Torah tells us the mitzvah shluach hakein, we just quoted the Chacham Tzvi the other day, is part of the mitzvah that you want to set, that you need to have the bonim. Are you mekayim the mitzvah even if you don't want the bonim, just by sending away the mother? So he says, from this Gemara, it's a raya that you don't have to want to have the bonim to be mekayim the mitzvah. Because let's think about what the Gemara said. You just have most of the egg emerged. It hasn't even come out completely. So you can't, certainly not a situation where you want the bonim yet. Yet the Gemara says you already have a chiyuv of shluach hakein. So you see, it has nothing to do with the bonim to be mechuyev in the mitzvah shluach hakein. Actually, the Chasam Sofer in that piece wants to connect this question that we keep on coming back to, if the chiv of shluch hakein is connected to you wanting the bonim or not, to the machlokes that we learned in the previous year between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanim. Because just to quickly review, the Rabbanim in the previous year said that shluch hakein is a mit lava nitik lasei, shalech the sishalech as aim, the sabonim tikachloch. That's the lav. Shalech to shalech is dasei. Rabbi Yehuda said that shalech to shalech has nothing to do with leisikach. You have an obligation to send it away. If you didn't send it away, then that's it. You are over dasei and you're over on the lav. So he wants to suggest that according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's an independent obligation shalech to shalech. You have to send away the mother. It has nothing to do with the bonim. The rabbanim will hold that it's all one mitzvah, taking the bonim and sending away the mother. Says the Gemara, v'chik tani, so when the braisa here said, chayovas b'shiluach, that there's a chi of shiluach hakein, it's referring to a situation, mekam de tipel chatzeron. So it's not in your chatzer, so it's not mezumin, and that's why the mitzvah shiluach hakein still applies. Ask the Gemara, ihachi, if it hasn't hit your chatzer, Amai asurus mishum gezel. The Bryce said, if you take him, you're stealing. If it hasn't even come into my chutzah, why is the stealing? Answers the Gemara, imam. And as Rashi explains, the Havamina and the Maskan of the Gemara as follows. In the Havamina, Rashi says, the Gemara never assumed that there's a gezel on the mother. The mother's is already a mature bird. It could fly. So how could I say that if I take your bird that could fly away, I'm over gezel? Says the Gemara, yes. If Neidak is Shalom, even on the mother there's gezel. Vibay Seima, La'olam Abeya. We are speaking about the children. Abeya, Kivin the Nafik Le'ruba, Dat Delevei. Even though the mitzvah Shluch HaKein has not kicked in. Why? Because it hasn't hit the ground. It hasn't hit the nest. Dak Shalom on the bottom already does apply. Says the Gemara, V'hash the Amr of Yehuda Merav, Osa L'zakeis Be'im She'em Revotza Saleim, that if you have eggs in your property, but there's a mother nesting on top of them, you may not take ownership of those Be'im. Why? Because the Torah HaKadosh says, Shanamar Shaleich Es'aim, first send away the mother, and only afterwards, V'hoda Abonim Tikachlach, only afterwards you may take the bonim. We could explain the brice completely differently, says the Gemara. Afil Taim Avgav, the Nafil Chatzerai. We're speaking about a case that there's the mother, and the mother laid the egg, and it hit the nest. But since you can't take those egg yet, why? Because first you have to do Shluch HaKein, teaches us the Gemara. Where I could take a physical kinyan in those eggs, then the din is the chatzer namizachya. As Rabbi Yosef Bechanina told us, the chatzer could also take ownership on my behalf. However, in this situation, since I have a chiva shluch hakein, so therefore, that I can't take ownership of the eggs yet, there the din is chatzer namizachya. Ask the Gemara, if that's the way we're explaining that I didn't take ownership. Why did I not take ownership yet? Because the halach of Shluch HaKein prevents me and my chotzer from taking ownership. Why is there a problem if you take it away from me? If the mother bird has already been sent away, and therefore the bonim become mine, and then you take away those bonim, so gezem al yehu, then you're a full-fledged gazlan. If on the other hand, if you haven't sent it yet away, if I haven't yet sent it away, and therefore, because as the Gemara just said, if I haven't sent it away, that prevents me from taking a ownership on those bonim, shluchbay, I have to send it away, and until then they're not mine at all. Why is there a problem of Dak Shalom if you take those bonim? Answers the Gemara, it's talking about a cotton. That you have no obligation to send it away. The cotton has no obligation to send it away. So when is there a halacha that if the chiyuv of sending it away prevents the ownership of the cotton, the ownership from taking place? That's only where there's a mitzvah to be done. The mitzvah shluch hakein. The cotton doesn't have the mitzvah shluch hakein, and therefore there's no mitzvah preventing ownership from taking place. Ask the Gemara, cotton bar daki shalom hu? If the cotton's doing this, so then what's the cotton? If the cotton's the one that took those bonim, where's the daki shalom that we said that he did the wrong thing by taking them? He's a cotton. Answers the Gemara, hachkama, avishal cotton chayav lahachzer. The cotton had no mitzvah shluch hakein. And therefore, since he had no mitzvah shluch hakein, the bonim he could take. But it's still in your property, and he had no right to take what's in your property. And even though he's a cotton, and he himself doesn't have any personal obligation, his father has to make sure that a cotton doesn't take from the father, take from someone else what he shouldn't. That's one pshat. Rashi gives a different explanation. Rashi says that it's talking about somebody who took the bonim, even though he shouldn't have. He shouldn't have taken the bonim, because it's talking where it's in your property, and he didn't do shluch hakein, and he just took the bonim. So he did the wrong thing. But the Gemara preferred the teretz that the Gemara gave, says Rashi, because that teretz represents that there was no aveira done. Says the Gemara, Levi bar Simon, aknei perish shayv chler Rabbi Yehuda. Levi bar Simon had in his property a nest, and he sold to Rabbi Yehuda the eggs or the chicks in that nest. And he came to Shmuel, and he said, Amalei zil troif akan, go make noise by that can, the lizbayu, and like that the mother bird will fly away, the kininu. And like that you'll have a kinyan in the bonum. Ask the Gemara. Lamai, why did Rabbi Yehuda have to go through this whole procedure? Ila mikninu, if that's the way he's going to do a kinyan in those babies in the nest, mikninu le besuder. We know throughout Shas, based on a pasuk in Rus, v'zois lufnim b'Yisrael, ala gula v'ala tmura, sholof ish naloi. The one of the ways he could do kinyan is what's known as a kinyan chalipin. We learned the Gemara Masechba Metziah discusses exactly who is the one that has to provide the item with which the chalipin is going to do. Is it the seller or the buyer? But whatever it is, if I'm buying the eggs from you, why do we have to go through this entire procedure? Just sell it to me like you sell anything else. Ibi Yontif. That the halach is that on Yontif, eggs or chickens or chicks are all muksa, unless they were designated before Yontif, that they will be used on Yontif. You don't have to do anything. But Oymer v'Oymer, saying ze ani noitel sagya. There's a Gemara Masechta Beya that discusses how could that preparation before Yontif take place. Machloikis Beishama Beishilu. Beishama says you have to physically pick up those Beyim. Beishilu says you don't have to physically do anything. Just saying is enough. So why do you have to go through this whole procedure? Answers the Gemara. Hani Perichad di Hava. These were new eggs. The Levi Basimin Lava Kanaluhu. Levi Basimin never took ownership. Why? Because let's think about it. Because the mother bird was sitting on top of these eggs. And we just finished learning that since the mother bird is on top of the eggs, and he has a chiv to do shluch hakein, that chiv of shluch hakein, the Gemara said, prevents me from taking ownership of those eggs. Therefore, what was told to him was, v'chakamalei, that's why Levi Basimon was told, zil troy fakan, go knock on this nest, the lespinu, that the mother bird will fly away. Once the mother bird flies away, so now there's no more shluch hakein in place, because the mother bird isn't there, and then yechotzer could be kind of the payrus, the bottom on your behalf, the lesbinu, so that it the mother bird flies away, the nikninu, then the bottom become Levi Basimons, the nikninu Levi Basimon, now Levi Basimon could take ownership of those bottom, because the mother bird being on top of them is no longer there to prevent him from doing a kinyan, or for his chatzar affecting a kinyan on his behalf. Father, look in the suda. Now when he has those bonim, you don't have to do anything. You could buy it with him with an old-fashioned kinyan suda. But here, the Pais can point out, a Gemara that we learned in yesterday's shir, I actually said as a machlekes rishonim, comes into play. Why was the suggestion given to Levi Basimon? Make noise, and like that the mother bird would fly away. The question is, was he Mekayim Mitzvah Shluch HaKein? He's taking ownership of the Bonim. That's no question. Because there's nothing preventing him. The mother's not there. But by causing the mother to fly away, are you Mekayim Mitzvah Shluch HaKein? What does it depend on? If you recall, in the previous year, I mentioned the Machloikas Rambam and Rashi. According to the Rambam, you're only Mekayim Shluch HaKein if you physically move the mother bird away. If you just cause the mother bird to fly away, you're not Mekayim Mitzvah Shluch HaKein. So here he just shook it, and the mother bird flew away. He was Mekayim Mitzvah Shluch HaKein. According to Rashi, all you need to do is cause it to fly away. He caused it to fly away, and that's why he was Mekayim Mitzvah Shluch HaKein. And actually, this Machlokes Rishonim, besides having very obvious repercussions, how to do the mitzvah, and having relevance to how to learn Pshat and this Gemara, has another relevance. And that is, could you be Mekayim Mitzvah Shluch HaKein in Shabbos? Because birds are muks on Shabbos. So let's say you have a nest in Shabbos, and you're worried you're not going to have that nest there after Shabbos, and again, you want to fulfill this important mitzvah, shluch hakein. So if you follow the opinion of Rashi, that all you need to do to be mekayim the mitzvah is cause the bird, the mother bird to fly away, that's mutter on Shabbos. But if you have to actually grab the bird and make it, and move it away, then that you're not allowed to touch a live bird on Shabbos, and you can have Mekayim Mitzvah Shluch HaKein on Shabbos. So we begin the Ezra Hashem is Baruch, the last mission of the Masechta. La Yitel Adam Eim Al Bonim. You're not allowed to do the mitzvah Shluch HaKein. We learned this halacha yesterday extensively. You feel a taras mitzvah. That means you need the bird for the what to need for one of the two birds for the taras mitzvah. That we keep on learning that you need two birds. One bird is slaughtered, amayim chayim, and another bird is used first to dip and then sprinkle and then let the fly away. You're not allowed to, that mitzvah of taras mitzvah doesn't supersede the mitzvah Shluch HaKein. And the Mechas Chinuch says, there's a tremendous lesson in this line of the Mishnah. What is the tremendous lesson of this line of the Mishnah, says the Menachas Chinuch? Let's think about it, he says. Ultimately, what do you do with the bird that you use for the Taras Mitzvah? You're going to send it away. Just instead of sending it away immediately, you're going to first go through the procedure, and then you're going to send it away. So, if you would think about it, it all makes all the sense in the world to do two mitzvahs. You chop around two mitzvahs. Why not? So he says here, from here we learn a lesson, that when you have a mitzvah to do, and we proved in yesterday's Gemara that Shluch HaKein supersede Taras Mitzvah based on a pasuk of Tishalach, then you have to do the mitzvah completely and not delay it in any way. Continues the Mishnah. Omar Mitzvah Kala. If Shluch HaKein, which is such a mitzvah kala, an easy mitzvah, shiki iser, how much is the bird worth? It's only an iser. Certainly by mitzvah chamurus b'tayra that carry with them such tremendous schar. So the mafarshim say, the chassam sefer says a gavald gavart. He says actually two things. Number one, he says, this again is a raya that you makayim the mitzvah shluch HaKein, even if you don't want the bottom. Because what's going on here? He says that the entire mitzvah is only worth an iser. So he says, if all you're doing is sending away the mother, and you have no interest in the bottom, so that's why the mitzvah is only worth an iser. But if on the other hand, the mitzvah includes that you take the bottom, so you end up with birds, so it's worth more than an iser. So he says, from here it's a raya, what we keep on discussing, that you don't need to take the bonim to mekayim the mitzvah. One point. Another point that the Mefarshim make is that yesterday, the Gemara said, there was somebody who refused to mekayim mitzvah shluch HaKein, and they gave him, Bezdin gave him Makas Martis, they gave him Malkus. And the question the Mefarshim asks is that throughout Shas there's a rule that any mitzvah Shematin schar b'tzida. Any mitzvah that the Torah gives us schar, Bezdin doesn't force you to do the mitzvah. So Shluch HaKein, as we just learned, comes with such gevaldig schar. So why did Bezdin get involved? The schar is there. Answer the Mefarshim. What is our Mishnah teaching us? It's not that the Torah is teaching us the schar of Shluch HaKein to give us the schar. It's only to teach us a lesson. That if by this mitzvah kala, you get schar, so too by all mitzvahs. So the purpose of the Torah mentioning the schar is not for the schar element. It's for the lesson. So it's not considered a mitzvah shematan schar b'tzida. Another point. Here we see, and with this we could actually, mefarshim, connect the beginning of the Masechta and the end of the Masechta. The Gemara is saying, what's the definition of a mitzvah kala? We would all assume that a mitzvah kala means an easy mitzvah. Some mitzvahs are easy to do, and some mitzvahs are more difficult to do. Says the Chassam Sofer, we see not like that in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah clearly identifies the definition of mitzvah kala, shiki iser, because it doesn't cost you a lot. So he says, what is the point of our Mishnah? As we just explained, Shluch HaKein is a cheap mitzvah. You don't need the bird anyway, and you send it away. What's that mother bird worth? But we go back to the first Mishnah of our Masechta, when we learned the halachas of Shechita. And we learned, Baruch Hashem, together, how complicated it is to do a shechita. And then after you do the shechita, you find some sort of defect in the animal. And what are you supposed to do with that big, expensive animal? Especially in those days, the town was a Jewish town. There's nothing you could do with that animal. There was nobody to sell to. There was nobody eating tray for meat. And you couldn't transport it because there was no refrigeration. So you take that expensive animal and you throw it away. That's an expensive mitzvah. And the Mishnah, and the Mishnayis, our Masechta, teaches us, it makes no difference if it's an expensive mitzvah that we began the Masechta with, or it's inexpensive mitzvah that we end the mitzvah with, you have to do all mitzvahs. Continues the Gemara. Tanya Rabbi Yaakov Oimer. Ein lecha ka mitzvah mitzvah shebetayra. Every mitzvah in the Torah shemat mitzchar betzida, where the Torah speaks about the schar. It doesn't mean schar in this world, says Rabbi Yaakov. It means she'ein tchiyas ha-meisim tluyuba. It means tchiyas ha-meisim. B'kivet av'eim, the Torah says, l'man yirichin yomecha, l'man yitavlach. The Torah gives us the schar. V'shluch ha-kengsiv, l'man yitavlach, v'arach de'yomim. So the Torah speaks about, by both of these mitzvahs, the great schar of arichas yomim and l'man yitavlach. Mefarshim actually point out, if we look at the schar, by kibbut av'eim, the Torah says, first arichas yomim, and then l'man yitavlach. By Shluch HaKein, the order is just the opposite. So they explain that by Kibbut Av'eim, there are two types of mitzvahs. There's some mitzvahs that have a Ben Adam L'Mokum, every mitzvah has a Ben Adam L'Mokum element, because we do the mitzvah because Hashem told us to do it. But they also have a Ben Adam L'Chaveri element. Kibbut Av'eim has both elements. Shluch HaKein has only the Ben Adam L'Mokum element. That's why here it says, L'man Yerichin Yumecha, which is for the Ben Adam L'Mokum element, L'man Yitavlach. Here, there is no Ben Adam L'Mokum, and that's why the order is the other way. So he says, the Gemara Amal of Alei Labira. Somebody's father told him, climb up to the roof, V'Aveli Gozlus, and bring down some birds for me. V'Alach V'Shilech HaSa'im. And he goes up and he finds a bird, a mother bird on the nest. V'Lokach HaSa'bonim. And he takes the bonim. V'Chazros enough of a mace. And as he comes down, he falls off the ladder and dies. Hechen arichas yomim shalzeh. Where's his arichas yomim? Hechen tavasa shalzeh. Where's his great life? He died doing the mitzvah. El l'man yirichin yomecha ba'olam shekulay arich, l'man yitavlach l'olam shekulay toiv, and the olam ha'emes and tchiyas ha'mes. So Mefarshim point out, why is the next world called yom shekulay arich? So I saw two pshat. The simple pshat is, in this world, our life, there's a certain amount of years that we have to live. It's not infinite. But once Tchiyas HaMeisim comes, it will be a time where there never will be death again. This is Yom Shekulei Aruch. That's one pshat that I saw. But then I saw another beautiful pshat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help that we should all be Ma'arich Yomim. But sometimes a person isn't Ma'arich Yomim. He dies young. Chas V'Shalom Rechman Al-Tzlan. And now, he comes up to the Olam Emes. And we get, in the Olam Emes, there's a Din V'Cheshbon on each one of us. And they do a Din V'Cheshbon on this person that didn't live so long. So how many mitzvahs could he have done? And how much Torah could have he learned in this world? So, is he not going to get schar? So Mefarshim say, they look at the way he lived his life until he died. And if he lived his life until he died, a life of Torah and a life of mitzvahs, then they give him schar as if he would have lived a long life of Torah and mitzvahs. L'yayim shekar aruch, there they really measure your days. And what kind of days did you live? And that's where your schar is measured. Says the Gemara, v'dim lo havahachi. Rav Yaakov says a story where somebody died. Who said that that story ever happened? Says the Gemara, Rav Yaakov masachas. He actually saw this happen. Says the Gemara, maybe the person as he was doing this was thinking about an Aveira. And that's why he wasn't worthy that the mitzvah should protect him. Says the Gemara, Machshava Ra'in HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitzarif L'Maisa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't count the Machshava Ra. And the Maral explains that why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't count the Machshava Ra. It's very similar, he says, to the famous concept that the Gemara says, Habal Taher Messiah Noisai. As soon as you want to do a mitzvah, you get siyata d'shemaya. Habal tamei paiskan, like they let him, but they don't help you. Same thing, machshava to do an aveira isn't yet an aveira, so it's not counted. Mitzvah is always easier to get credit for. Ask the Gemara, b'dim l'mahar b'avayda zara hava. Maybe he was thinking about avayda zara. D'ksiv, as the pasuk says, l'man tfois beis yisra b'libam. As soon as they think about avayda zara, they are punished. Because Amr Rav Akiva Yaakov Zum Machshavas Avodah Zarah, says the Gemara, Hachikam, this is the way I understand Rav Yaakov said, Im isad ikas schar mitzvah by alma, if there is schar mitzvah in this world, tahanile, it should at least help that much. To talking that should protect him, the leilais leday hearer. And a chanami, a machshavas avodah zarah is terrible. But how does a person have machshavas avodah zarah while he's doing such an important mitzvah? It must be because machshavas avodah zarah. It must be because schar mitzvah hay al maleka. El schar mitzvah hay al maleka. Ask the Gemara, Vamar Abelazar shluchi mitzvah enin azokin. Somebody doing a mitzvah is protected. This person was doing two mitzvahs. He was climbing up the ladder for kibbutz of aim and for shluach hakein. And so the Gemara b'chaz rasam shani. That's only when they're going to do the mitzvah. When did he fall? As he was coming down the ladder. He's not anymore shluach mitzvah. So there's a number. So ask the mefarshim. He was still doing the mitzvah. He had to bring the birds to his father. So I saw two truths. The easier and nicer teretz is that when he was on top of the ladder, he had those birds, and he threw them down to his father. So he finished them. He already did shluach hakein by sending away the mother. Throws down the birds to his father, so he has no mitzvah. And that's why it's not considered as a shluach mitzvah. Another teretz is that as he was coming down, he didn't think of doing, he changed his mind. He decided to keep the birds for himself and not give them to his father. So he wasn't doing a mitzvah anymore because he never intended to give those birds to his father. Furthermore, this is the source for the famous minig, that whenever somebody goes on a trip, we make him into a shliach mitzvah. Because somebody's a shliach mitzvah, we give him some money to give to tzedakah, the Gemara says it's protected. So the Gemara says, because Rosh Mishani was leaving, finished the mitzvah. Ask the Gemara, Vamar Belazar, Shluch HaMitzvah, Enin Zuken, Noi, Loi Ba'al Lichosin, V'Loi B'Chaz Rosin. Even when they complete the mitzvah, they have nothing to worry about. Answers the Gemara, Suum Ru'u Ahava, it was a broken ladder, Umakum Dekavu HaZekishani. Even though Shluch HaMitzvah are protected, that's not in a situation where they have something to worry about. You can't just rely on the fact that it's a Shluch HaMitzvah. Where do we see this? The Ksiv, we all remember the episode where HaKadosh Baruch Hu regretted that Shaul was the Melech, and he told Shmuel to go anoint David. So Shmuel says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'yayim Shmuel eich elech v'shoma Shmuel v'hargeini. Shaul will hear, and he'll kill me. So what's he worried about? He's doing what HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself told him. He's certainly shliach mitzvah. It must be, because where it's a real issue, because if Shaul would have heard, he obviously would have been extremely upset. We don't say shlichi mitzvah in a nezakin. Says the Gemara, Amar Yosef Moli Dor Shel Achel Haikroak Rav Yaakov Barbarte. If Acher, we know throughout Shas, Acher is Alusha Ben Avuya, the model of somebody who went off the right path. Had he learned it like Rav Yaakov, his grandson learned it, Loi Chata, he would have never come to end up leaving the fold. My Chaza, what caused Acher to leave the fold? He actually saw such an episode where somebody was doing a mitzvah and he ended up hurt. We all remember the Surah Haruge Malchus. We speak about them on Tisharov. We speak about them on Yom Kippur. One of them was Rechut Tzufis, who was the Meturgaman. To have a Metels Bashba. He saw that his tongue was on the street. That's the way that mouth should be treated. Yulachich Vafa. Vulu Yoda. He didn't know what his grandson Yaakov said. Schar is not this world. Mefarshim say that the lesson of this Gemara is that a person is not supposed to look at things superficially. He's supposed to look into things and try to understand things. And Acher, who just looked at it in a very superficial glance, came to his mistake. A number of important points to make. Our Gemara says, Schar mitzvah al maleka. There's no schar in this world. So the Rishonim already, and the Achrayim, discuss that we know the Torah does speak about schar in this world. Torah says, "B'chukai se'talechu, if we do what's right, v'nasati gishmechem b'itam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises a wonderful life if we do the right thing." So how does the Gemara say schar mitzvah al maleka? So I saw there's a number of different answers. The Rambam has a very interesting approach. The Rambam's approach is that when the pasuk says that we will have all these wonderful things if we follow the mitzvahs, but the pasuk doesn't mean schar. What it means is HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzvah gereres mitzvah. If somebody does a mitzvah, so he gets an opportunity to do another mitzvah. So the psukim of the Torah speaking that the Kadosh Baruch Hu sets up for us an opportunity to do mitzvahs. When you have money, it's easier to do mitzvahs. When you have menuchas hanefesh, it's easier to learn, but not as a schar. But then the mefarshim, many mefarshim, discuss this, say that there are a number of mitzvahs for which there is schar in this world. One is amunah. If somebody has real amunah and bitachin, he has schar in this world. And they explain it in the following manner. It's really difficult to understand this concept of schar mitzvah hayal maleka. We know there's a pasuk in the Torah, it's an important mitzvah. B'yoy meititin tzcharoi. You have to pay somebody his wages that day. So how does HaKadosh Baruch Hu not follow that din and doesn't give us schar in this world? So some explain that the yoymai of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not the yoymai of us. When we speak about yoymai of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a different concept. But then, it's yom shekulei aruch. But then I saw a beautiful pshat. Even though the halach is, we learned the Gemara Masech B'Metzia, I believe, that there is a din of loisolin, b'yaymatit in scharai. That's only if I hired you to work for me. But if you were hired through a middleman, the din of loisolin doesn't apply. We want to remember that all of the mitzvahs of the Torah, all the mitzvahs of the Torah, we didn't hear from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we heard from Moshe Rabbeinu. The only two dibris we heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu were Anoichi v'lo yilecha. So for all other mitzvahs that we weren't, so to speak, negotiating directly with Hashem, there's no din of b'yoy matit and scharai. Emuna and b'tochen, the first two dibris, Anoichi v'lo yilecha, that we dealt with God alone. So we deserve schar in this world. And that's pshat in the famous Medrash. The Medrash says in Rus, Yishalim scharcha ashebos lachsis. So Medrash says ashebos lachsis. What's the Medrash answering? Because here Rus was getting schar. I schar mitzvah hay amaleka. So he answers shebos lachsis. He had amuna. Amuna yishalim scharcha you get in this world. Another mitzvah for which you get schar in this world, the Mefarshim say, is staka. Because the pasuk says, "B'chanunin abezoyis." HaKadosh Baruch Hu challenges us to test him. Im lo iftach lechem arubas hashemayim. Another mitzvah for which there is schar in this world is for rabbonans, because that isn't part of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us. It's something that the rabbonan added later. For that, there's schar in this world. Another type of mitzvah for which there is schar in this world is when a person exerts himself to do a mitzvah. In b'chukaisei teleichu. What does Rashi say? Shetaya meilim b'tayra. What is that? What's Rashi teaching us? For doing a mitzvah, Rashi's bothered with the question that we asked. Schar mitzvah hay al malaka. So it says shetaya meilim b'tayra. For a meilis, that you get schar. Another mitzvah for which there's schar in this world is if you mezakeh sarabim. Somebody who is mezakeh sarabim, somebody who helps the rabbim, is zoich tischar, yishalim al Hashem. We say it every Shabbos. The kolayisk mitzorich tzibu ba'amuna, HaKadosh Baruch Hu yishalim scharim. Scharim in this world. Why? Mefarshim explained, why indeed does HaKadosh Baruch Hu not give us a scharim in this world? So the answer is, because you don't know if what's going to be the end with this person. The famous Gemara that Shimon was a Kohen Gadol for 80 years, and then he went Latar B'sra. But Karam Zakas Ram Ein Chet Baal Yodai, he's certainly going to remain a tzaddik, so he could have schar in this world. That's why, they explain, we quoted this Medrash in our Shiur many times. It says by Pinchas, the din hu shiitol scharai. He is entitled to schar in this world. Because what did Pinchas do? Pinchas helped the rabbim. If you help the rabbim, the din hu shiitol scharai, you get schar in this world. The only yontif asks a gevaldige kasha. We've spoken about this concept in our Shiurim. That even if we say you do or you don't have to have kavana to do a mitzvah, says the Onig Yontif, if you have a feirish kavana not to do a mitzvah, then it's not considered you did the mitzvah. So he asks, what's our Gemara's problem? That the person was doing a mitzvah and he got punished. Maybe while he was doing the mitzvah, he had explicit kavana that he doesn't want to be mekayim a mitzvah. And therefore, the mitzvah can't protect him. So he says a very bechiddush. Where is there a concept, he says, that if you have kavana not to do a mitzvah, then that kavana prevents that mitzvah from being a mitzvah? He says, it's a mitzvah that you do one time. The classical example is dalam minim. I have an esrik, but I'm taking your esrik, but I don't want to be mekayim the mitzvah. I pick up the esrog, but I don't want to do the mitzvah now. I want to do the mitzvah in the sukkah. I want to do the mitzvah later. So I have kavara not to be mekayim the mitzvah. I only have to do the mitzvah once a day. So then the mitzvah. But a mitzvah which is continuous, that rule doesn't apply. Shaluch hakei, keep it of a continuous mitzvahs. So even if you have kavana not to do the mitzvah is a mitzvah anyway. So the Gemara couldn't have given that teretz. Our Mishnah said that Shaluch hakei is a mitzvah for which the schar. So Mefarshim say, there are three things that every Jew davens for. Chaya b'nei u'mezayni. Life, good children, and parnasa. So he says, the mitzvah shluch hakein, as we finish this perek, comes with all three of those schar. L'man yitav lach is mezaynus. You'll have a well. Farach the yomim is chayi, that you'll have a life. V'sabodim tikach lach, we keep on saying that the school of shluch hakein is that you should have children. So the mitzvah shluch hakein brings us chayi b'nei mezaynus. The Gross says, our Mishnah said that if somebody's Mekayim Shluch HaKein, which the Mishnah identified as a mitzvah kala, he gets such great schar. Every morning we say, V'salma Torah, K'neged Kulam. So which is the greatest mitzvah? Talmud Torah. So he says, if Shluch HaKein brings such schar, how much schar does Talmud Torah bring? And then the Satmar Rebbe says, that the Medrash says, that somebody who's Mekayim Mitzvah Shluch HaKein, and as we said as we began the Perek, that certainly if somebody learns Shluch HaKein, because when you learn it, you certainly could learn it with all the Chumras, it brings Mashiach. Why? Because here it says, Shaleich to Shaleich HaSeim, and then what does it say regarding Mashiach? Hini, hini Shaleich HaSaleyoa HaNavi, same word Shaleich. So he says, just like Shluch HaKein, learning Shluch HaKein brings Mashiach. Why? He says, because the Gemara says, "A Mashiach ba el behesach adas." There's not going to be any announcements in the paper that Mashiach is coming tomorrow at 10 a.m. He's going to appear. What is the one halacha that we kept on repeating about Shluch HaKein? Ain a mezumin. You're not allowed to prepare Shluch HaKein. If you prepared it, we just went beginning today's shir, you wouldn't have the mitzvah. You're just walking in the street and you bump into a nest and you chap around the mitzvah Shluch HaKein. So too, Mashiach would just come unannounced, but he should come behave remaining. Hanaloch Shluch HaKam Slichloch Mislech Techulin. Hanaloch Shluch HaKam Slichloch Mislech Techulin. Hanaloch Shluch HaKam Slichloch Mislech Techulin.